Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 10. All power is given unto our Lord. On him we place reliance. With truth from out his sacred word, we bid our foes defiance. With him we shall prevail, whatever may assail. He is our shield and tower. Almighty is his power. His kingdom is forever. Hymn number 10. The scriptural will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Job. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. 1 John. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Ye are of God, little children. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
who which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 205. Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressured by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. Hymn number 205. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we talk about this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better daily in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. every Sunday. And that Sunday school is available for children just about anywhere. Many of our students do not live in the area, but we have a dedicated teleconference number just for the Sunday school, and many of our students participate over the telephone. That means that if you don't live in the area, but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings, lives made much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And let's see, a reminder, we are going to have our next Bible study session this coming Saturday, March 29, 10 a.m. And the study questions are on our website. So check them out and spend a little time preparing, because it's going to be a great session. That'll be this Saturday, March 29 at 10 a.m. You'll be happy that you joined us. And at all of our services and meetings, we have a nursery available for the infants and the toddlers. So if you do show up in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 18 different websites now in different languages, and as a result, the finest of Christian Science literature is reaching people around the world, and in many cases in their own language. We're very grateful for those who have found one or more of our websites, have found the healing comfort and power of Christian Science in their own language. And everything that we offer on our websites is free of charge. This is our missionary work. We can read, study, download, print, listen to anything and everything that's on our websites free of charge. I'd like to point out an article now that's being featured on our English language website. And the article, it's got a long title. It's called "The Greatest Human Need is More Spirit," by the Reverend G.A. Kratzer. This is a really good article. I recommend it highly. Featured on our English language website. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
morally and physically healed. I did not accept Christian Science on account of any healing of my own, but after seeing my mother, who was fast drifting toward helplessness with rheumatism, restored to perfect health with only a few treatments in Christian Science, I thought surely this must be the truth as Jesus taught and practiced it, and if so, it was what I had been longing for. This was about 10 years ago and was the first I had ever heard of Christian Science. We soon got a copy of Science and Health, and I began in the right way to see if Christian Science were the truth. I had no thought of studying it for bodily healing. In fact, I did not think I needed it for that, but my soul cried out for something I had not yet found. This book was indeed a key to the scriptures. It was not long after I began reading before I discovered that my eyes were good and strong. I could read as much as I wished, and any time, which was something I could not do before, as my eyes had always been weak. The doctors said they never would be very strong, and that if I did not wear glasses, I might lose my sight altogether. I never gave up to wearing glasses, and now, thanks to Christian Science, I do not need them. My work for the past 2 years as a railway mail clerk being a good test. At the same time my eyes were healed, I also noticed that I was entirely healed of another ailment which had been with me all my life and which was believed to be inherited. Since that time, my growth has seemed to me slow. Yet when I look back and view myself as I was before Christian Science found me and compare it with my life as it now is, I can only close my eyes to the picture and rejoice that I have been born again and that I have daily been putting off the old man with his deeds and putting on the new man. Some of the many things that have been overcome through the study of Science and Health and through realizing and practicing the truth it teaches are profanity, the use of tobacco, a very quick temper, which made both myself and those around me at times very miserable, and such thoughts as malice, revenge, etc. OLR, Fort Worth, Texas.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, matter. The golden text is from 1 Corinthians. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The responsive reading is from Proverbs. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits.
Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps.
A just weight and balance are the Lord's.
How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?
He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning.
Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. I will read from the Bible. Psalms. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Thy law is the truth. Thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Matthew. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. 1 Corinthians. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Proverbs. My son, Attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. Daniel, hitherto is the end of the matter. Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, the Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Question: what is the scientific statement of being? Answer: there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Is spirit the source or creator of matter? Science reveals nothing in spirit out of which to create matter. Divine metaphysics explains away matter. Spirit is the only substance and consciousness recognized by divine science. The material senses oppose this, but there are no material senses, for matter has no mind. In spirit, there is no matter, even as in truth, there is no error, and in good, no evil. It is a false supposition, the notion that there is real substance matter, the opposite of spirit. Spirit God is infinite all. Spirit can have no opposite. That matter is substantial or has life and sensation is one of the false beliefs of mortal and exists only in a supposititious mortal consciousness. Hence, as we approach spirit and truth, we lose the consciousness of matter. The admission that there can be material substance requires another admission, namely, that spirit is not infinite and that matter is self-creative, self-existent, and eternal. All that we term sin, sickness, and death is a mortal belief. We define matter as error because it is the opposite of life, substance, and intelligence. Matter, with its mortality, cannot be substantial if spirit is substantial and eternal. Which ought to be substance to us? The erring, changing, and dying, the mutable and mortal, or the unerring, immutable, and immortal. Mortal man will be less mortal when he learns that matter never sustained existence and can never destroy God, who is man's life. When this is understood, mankind will be more spiritual and know that there is nothing to consume since spirit, God, is all in all. God is more to a man than his belief. And the less we acknowledge matter or its laws, the more immortality we possess. Consciousness constructs a better body when faith in matter has been conquered. Correct material belief by spiritual understanding, and spirit will form you anew. You will never fear again except to offend God, and you will never believe that heart or any portion of the body can destroy you. If we are sensibly with the body and regard omnipotence as a corporeal material person whose ear we would gain, we are not absent from the body and present with the Lord in the demonstration of spirit. We cannot serve two masters. To be present with the Lord is to have not mere emotional ecstasy or faith, but the actual demonstration and understanding of life as revealed in Christian Science. To be with the Lord is to be in obedience to the law of God, to be absolutely governed by divine love, by spirit, not by matter. Become conscious for a single moment that life and intelligence are purely spiritual, neither in nor of matter, and the body will then utter no complaints. If suffering from a belief in sickness, you will find yourself suddenly well. Sorrow is turned into joy when the body is controlled by spiritual life, truth, and love. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect belong to God. These are His attributes, the eternal manifestation of the infinite divine principle love. No wisdom is wise but His wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, that is, all power, all presence, all science. Hence, all is in reality the manifestation of mind. Truth, spiritually discerned, is scientifically understood. It casts out error and heals the sick. Truth is not human and is not a law of matter, for matter is not a lawgiver. Science is an emanation of divine mind, and is alone able to interpret God aright. It has a spiritual and not a material origin. It is a divine utterance, the comforter which leadeth into all truth. We are Christian Scientists only as we quit our reliance upon that which is false and grasp the true. We are not Christian Scientists until we leave all for Christ. Human opinions are not spiritual. They come from the hearing of the ear, from corporeality instead of from principle, and from the mortal instead of from the immortal. Spirit is not separate from God. Spirit is God. Erring power is a material belief, a blindness called force, the offspring of will and not of wisdom, of the mortal mind and not of the immortal. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. Your influence for good depends upon the weight you throw into the right scale. We walk in the footsteps of truth and love by following the example of our Master in the understanding of divine metaphysics. Christianity is the basis of true healing. Whatever holds human thought in line with unself love receives directly the divine power.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 30. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, neath which our spirits blend, like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 30. Thank you. Let's now sing hymn number 181. Loving Father, we thy children look to thee in fear's dark night, while the angels of thy presence guide us upward to the light. Hymn number 181.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, no substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Amen.